Thank you for calling XPO Logistics Escalation Line. My name is Nina. How may I help you?
This is Mary Russell. I was returning a call. I was trying to set up an installation.
Okay, and what is being installed?
A dishwasher.
A dishwasher. And the dishwasher is already at the home?
We have to pick it up.
Okay, and what is the name of the store?
Home Depot.
Okay, Home Depot. And the phone number that you're calling in on, is that the phone number on file?
Yes. I've already been on hold about 30 minutes. Some lady was trying to get it to load. And she could never get it to load, so she transferred me to you.
Okay, not a problem. Bear with me. I'm going to try to be quick. I don't know what happened today. I had to re-log back in, and you came through time I got in. Oh, I don't know. These computers are... What should I say? The computer brain is working overtime. Because if her computer can't load, and I got automatically just logged out, and I was talking to the customer. I was like, "Hello, hello,
hello."
Yes, ma'am. Oh, you can hear me?
I can.
Okay. Oh, that's what I was saying when I thought I lost the, well, when I lost the first customer. Saying hello.
Oh.
Okay. While we're pulling your account up. May I have your first and last name?
It's Mary Russell, R-U-S-S-E-L-L.
Mary Russell.
Will you get me sliced, please?
Okay, and Ms. Russell, what is your zip code?
30577. Yes.
And you said this is for a refrigerator?
Dishwasher.
A dishwasher.
Yes. Thank you.
You need to clean this table off.
Mm-hmm.
Bear with me, still loading. So, what's the name of the store you purchased your dishwasher at?
Home Depot.
Oh, you said Home Depot. Now, the phone number is 770-630-1741.
Right.
Okay, is there a secondary number?
No.
Okay. And your name, you said the name on the account is MaryRussell?
Yes.
I'm going to put your name in, see, can I pull it up that way? Because it didn't come up by that phone number.
probably ought to have this. Give them that.
You know, there's another phone number on this sheet of paper that Miss Glacier says. Don't know where this came from, but you might try this. 770-972-2225.
That's our old phone number. It's
Smith. And you said, what's that phone number?
770-972-2225. I must have pulled that from my old credit records or something.
But you got a phone number from us. I mean, a phone call from us.
I did.
Okay.
That's because you left your number.
I'm going to try that number, 770-972-2225.
But I mean the phone.
That's our old
the person
phone
called me this morning and left a message. They called the 630-1741. Wouldn't be the store number, would it?
What would be the store number?
Like how you pulling that stuff? Like the store where I bought it?
I couldn't pull it up from the store you bought it. It would have to be your information.
Okay.
I can pull it up. Do you have... On a work order, you have the actual store physical number, like Home Depot 563, and then the PO?
That should be on that.
706-886-5390 is the Home Depot where I bought it.
No, not their phone number, the PO number, the purchase order number. Do you see what's the name? I mean, the store number. What store number is that? Is that store number 1? Store number 26? It should be on the invoice. What is the store number?
888.
Say that again. 688-88. Did you say 16 and then 38?
Yes.
Okay. Now, do you see a PO number on your paperwork?
The ID is that number and then a 39558.
Six, eight, 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 39558.
Right.
Let's try that. It might be the home delivery team.
We're picking it up.
Now, we're supposed to pick this up. Does that matter?
No. If we called you, I should be able to pull the PO up. Because that means if you're picking up your own appliance, we're installing it.
Right.
Complex install.
Complex, all right.
Complex installs. We do home delivery. We do installation for Home Depot. XPO Logistics. Like if they see their home delivery team, sometimes they can install a dishwasher. Sometimes it might be additional work. And they deliver and we XPO come out and install it. Might need a valve replaced, an outlet installed. Anything.
I was making a joke.
Oh.
Saying it's complex. All right.
Oh, that was cute. Okay, it's just loading. It might be home. But you said you're picking it up, so it can't be home delivery. Oh, excuse me. But it looks like it might be home delivery. Because you got a call from us. It's either complex installs or home delivery. Let me provide you with the home delivery. Uh-oh, I found something.
They're not delivering it. We got to pick it up.
This says Mary Russell Ayers.
That's it.
Could you verify your complete delivery address?
It's 88 Ayers Creek Drive, Toccoa, Georgia, 30577.
And your email address?
mrussell1928@gmail.com.
mrussell.
Two S's and two L's.
1928?
Yes.
@gmail.com.
Right.
It looks like that. Why it didn't come up? Because that was the external order number. Oh, it was 5/8. Goodness. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and then 406168. Okay, I'm going to the next available date. Oh, and when are you all picking it up? Picking up
the 9th.
Okay, the 9th. So we have to schedule after the 9th.
We could do it that afternoon or the next day.
Could you pick it up on the 8th?
Probably.
I think I can if I just call them.
That would be greatly appreciated because they're only in your area on the 9th, 16th, and the 23rd. On Tuesdays. And the next available day is the 9th.
Could they do it Tuesday afternoon?
We can't pick a time frame, and then we can't schedule it on the same day of delivery if we're not delivering because of time frame conflict. Or you would have to go to the store as early as the 8th or be there when it opened on the 9th to pick it up. So we'll have something to install.
Okay, he's going to call on his phone, see if we can pick it up on the 8th. And then we could schedule it for the 9th.
Okay, I'm doing that now, scheduling it for the 9th.
What am I talking about? Yeah, the 9th.
Hold one moment. And that's February the 9th.
Thanks for calling the Dakota Hokie. This call may be recorded. Tell me how it
is. Customer is
picking
up this posture. I'm just going to say that you all are picking it up on the 8th.
I'll connect you with someone who can help with appliances in the appliances department.
Okay, I have you scheduled for dishwasher install on February the 9th. Let me give you our install order number.
My wife and I.
Okay.
It's 06.
Hold on 1 second.
Okay.
My dog is trying to eat my dinner. Okay. I'm ready.
006, F as in Frank.
Money.
E as in Echo.
Because I think they told us.
CC as in Cat.
Well, we're
six,
talking on the.
F as in Frank.
Solid. That's why.
Okay, so I got 06 F E C C 6 S.
F as in Frank.
Wait a minute.
I think so.
The last number was F.
F as in Frank. F as in Frank, the last number. I mean, the last letter.
Because it's a clearance one.
He talks so loud. 06 F E C C 6 F.
Yes. I believe that's it.
06 Frank Echo Cat Cat 6 Frank.
Yes. Okay.
Okay. Have you set up for the 9th? They'll give you a time frame call the night before, a 4-hour window, and then they'll call you at least 30 minutes prior to arrival on the 9th.
Okay.
And let me give you our phone number just in case something happened the day before and you're unable to pick it up. You have to call and reschedule.
Okay.
XPO customer service number is 866-494-0101.
Okay, 866-494-0101.
That is correct.
Okay.
Okay, is there anything else I can help you with today?
That's it. And like, if we have to buy extra stuff, they just bring extra stuff or what?
Well, it should be with the dishwasher.
One out.
You know, the dishwasher kit.
Oh, okay.
And the hoses.
Okay.
I'm not sure.
Okay. Is there anything else I can help you with today?
That's it. Whether or not.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Bye.
This is Nina at XPO Logistics. Have a good night.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Bye.
Bye-bye. That might be a purchase unless you use the existing one that's there.